In Barcelona, drivers filling up their cars know it won't cost them full price. The government has decided to lower the VAT on fuel from 21% to 10%. The measure is expected to save drivers an average of 30 cents per litre. It's a welcome relief for many Spaniards at the start of the long Easter weekend.
That's a saving of 12 euros. That's not bad. We're in a better economic situation than France. That's why our government can afford to do this. That's not the case in France. Good luck. I hope you'll have that soon too.
The measures are due to remain in place until the 30th of June. The Polish government has also taken steps to prevent citizens from paying too much at the pump. As well as lowering VAT, the government has also introduced a daily price cap on fuel. For this taxi driver, who drives up to 300 kilometres a day, the measures make a big difference.
To put it simply, rates today are almost back to where they were before prices skyrocketed.
Without these measures, he would have had to add an extra 12 euros to each fare.
Over the course of a month, that amounts to almost 300 euros in savings. So yes, the measures are essential.
In Lithuania, the government has opted for a different approach, encouraging people to take the train instead of driving by offering half-price tickets.
We will closely monitor train ticket sales, and if demand is high, we will add more carriages.
The measure will remain in place until the 31st of May.